Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. The CDC has officially declared sleep deprivation a public health crisis. The latest report shows one-third of Americans don't get enough sleep and 80% report sleep problems at least once a week. Improper or lack of sleep can lead to chronic health issues. And former President Barack Obama reflected on 2018 by sharing some of his favorite movies, books, and music from the year. He listed movies like Black Panther, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and Annihilation. Some of his favorite songs were I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bad News by Leon Bridges, and Girl Going Nowhere by Ashley McBride. And his favorite book will come as no surprise, Becoming by his wife, Michelle Obama. And finally, watch as this 96-year-old former Navy pilot shows off some of his favorite dance moves. Chuck Fransky even busts out his own version of the floss, proving that World War II veteran has still got it. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, more employers are trying to help their workers get an education.
Hey, Kristen. Yes, good news for soon-to-be high school graduates. More and more companies are offering to pay for college education as a hiring perk. Disney, Discover, Walmart, and Taco Bell, just some of the companies that contribute significantly to college funds. Both Disney and Walmart cover tuition completely, although Walmart asks its employees to contribute just $1 a day. Discover and Taco Bell cover the cost of higher education up to $5,000 a year. If you're thinking of moving to Vermont, well, guess what? You're not alone. The Green Mountain State has the highest number of people moving in than any other state in the country. According to a National Movers study, Vermont boasts a 72% inbound rate. Now, on the other hand, New Jersey is the least popular state to move to. Just 33% of people are moving in, while 66% of people are moving out. Chipotle has a New Year's resolution to attract healthy eaters. The company is offering what they call these lifestyle bowls for people on keto, paleo, Whole30, and double protein diets. The bowls use fresh ingredients that are already available at Chipotle.
So are these new items available at Chipotle locations?
The bowls are available exclusively online and also through the company's mobile app.
Good to know. Thanks, Susan. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. This may be putting it mildly, but one New Yorker had a heck of a New Year's Day.
Oh, could you imagine starting New Year's with a big, fat bank account? Stupid money we're talking here. One lucky New Yorker was the sole winner of Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot. So $425 million was up for grabs. It's the eighth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever and only the second one on New Year's Day. So the winning ticket was purchased at this Brookville Auto Service Shop on Long Island. The owner was jumping for joy when he found out. He said, maybe I'll get more business. And by the way, he gets $10,000 too because the ticket was bought at his store. Now, just so you know, Kristen, we don't know who won, but whoever won, I think they have about a year to claim.
Okay.
But if October's record-setting $1.5 billion prize is any indication, we may have to wait a while. That jackpot's still not been claimed because I'm sure they're getting their financial stuff together.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Rosanna, some Brooklynites have a creative solution for the coming L train shutdown. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so the L train carries about 400,000 people every day between Brooklyn and Manhattan, especially
right.
Williamsburg, where all the hipsters are. But in April, it's shutting down for 15 months of construction. Now, the MTA says they're going to offer alternative travel like buses, ferries, and now a non-MTA-sanctioned Kickstarter is going to help everybody prepare for the shutdown. It's a board game. It's called Escape from Hell. So the players have to struggle to get their hipster-themed game pieces from Williamsburg to Manhattan without the L train. Along the way, they encounter delays like your ex is the other person in the car share, you open the door and jump out, then you move back three spaces. It's a lot of fun, and the game has already passed its $2,500 goal, so we may see it coming soon. In the meantime, the real hipsters are going to have to deal with the real thing. I'm sure not any board game can help them get through that in a New York Minute.
Always a good time with you, Rosanna. Thank you. Well, Hollywood lost a fan favorite when actor, comedy writer, and producer Bob Einstein died this week at the age of 76. Einstein got his start as a writer in the 60s for the Emmy Award-winning variety show The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. He went on to do the Sonny and Cher show and a series for Dick Van Dyke, but really made a name for himself when he created the character Super Dave Osborne, a goofy and awkward stuntman.
All right, sure, I think they're about ready right now.
He appeared as Super Dave not only in his own show, but also on late night shows with Johnny Carson and David Letterman, Hollywood Squares, and even a Nike commercial. Einstein was more recently known for his recurring role as the unforgettable Marty Funkhauser in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think the proper apology would be to say, I'm sorry, here's $250 for the champagne, okay?
That's a cash apology. My apology is from the heart. That's something that means something.
His brother, actor Albert Brooks, posted a message on social media that said, RIP my dear brother Bob Einstein, a great brother, father, and husband, a brilliantly funny man, you will be missed forever. Einstein had recently been diagnosed with cancer. His unique career certainly will not be forgotten. Well, moving on, instead of Netflixing and chilling, people are Netflixing and running into walls. The streaming service is pleading with viewers to avoid hurting themselves while taking the Bird Box Challenge. Bird Box stars Sandra Bullock as a mother trying to protect her children while blindfolded. When characters in the movie see a hidden monster, they try to kill themselves. But when real people film themselves with blindfolds on for the Bird Box Challenge, they encounter a different kind of danger.
Come on, kid.
The hashtag began after more than 45 million people streamed the film during its first week, a record for an original Netflix movie. Some people filmed themselves doing everyday tasks without their sight. Many of the videos end the same way, with a fall. Netflix says it doesn't want its viewers to end up in the hospital because of a meme. Now let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, you're breaking down which stars are set to have a huge 2019.
That's right, Kristen. With 2019 just kicking off and all that's set to happen, here's some celebs to watch this year. First, my man Donald Glover. As you know, he's a talented singer, rapper, actor, and comedian. His 2019 is going to be lit. He's set to star Simba in the live-action Lion King, and he'll also co-star with Rihanna in the movie Guava Island, and season 3 of Atlanta will return this year. Hey, Donald. Can you give Rihanna a message for me? And if you're a Backstreet Boys fan, this will excite you. Later this month, the group will be dropping an album called DNA, and they're going to be going on a world tour this summer. So ladies and gents, get your white suits ready and pull out your old CDs so you can refresh your memory, because Backstreet's back. All right. On that note, let me go look for my white outfit somewhere in the back of my closet, and that's today's dish. Until next time.
Well, you got to love the Backstreet Boys, and I'm sure this tour is going to be amazing. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And still ahead, we have tips for stopping those annoying robocalls. And Woodstock is coming back to celebrate 50 years. According to a recent survey, about one-third of Americans have a New Year's resolution for their finances. But what are the best ones, and more importantly, how do we keep them? Joining us now is New York Times bestselling author and creator of financial masterclass, themoneyschool.com, Nicole Lappin. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Great to see you.
So I hate to be predictable, but one of my resolutions is definitely to save more money. I know a lot of people out there can relate. How do we save more money this year?
So I suggest to name your savings account. When you create a name on a sub-savings account, a Mexico vacation or your best friend's wedding, it psychologically makes you more likely to actually stick to it.
What about expenses we can't really avoid, like bills, for example?
We just want to negotiate those bills. Call all your major bill collectors.
Okay.
So your credit card bill, your cable bill, your cell phone bill, and ask for a lower rate. So many people don't negotiate the APR on their credit card, but all of it is negotiable. Just because it comes in a fancy envelope doesn't mean it is set in stone.
Yeah, and I've taken your advice. I've negotiated my bills. It
totally
works, my
Love
friends.
It.
It works. And many people want to improve their credit scores. You mentioned credit cards. But a lot of people don't know how to improve their scores.
The biggest way to do that is to pay your bills on time.
Oh, imagine that.
Shocking. Don't cut up your credit card. Set a recurring bill on it so you're keeping up consistent payment history. Your financial report card is basically your credit score. So yes, we want to ace this one. You can use CreditWise to check your score for free. Get that credit score in order, which will save you a lot in the long run.
Well, Nicole, I love when you come in because you make managing our money so fun and so simple. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Thanks.
All right, well, you can get more tips from Nicole at themoneyschool.com. Now, if you've ever experienced an increased number of robocalls or telemarketing calls, you're not alone. An article by Business Insider reports that Americans received a record-breaking 5.1 billion robocalls in the month of November alone. So how do we make it stop? Well, you can start by adding your name and number to the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call list. It's offered by the government and never expires. Next, you can use your phone's Do Not Disturb feature and adjust your settings to make sure you only get calls from your contacts. Another option is to block the numbers as they come in. This can be especially helpful if you get several calls from the same few numbers. According to the FTC, if you answer these calls, try not to speak or press any numbers. Instead, hang up and file a complaint. Never say the word yes, because this can be used as a vocal signature to charge you for services you didn't authorize. And finally, you can also download apps like Nomo Robo, Hiya, or RoboKiller to help block the calls that may get through. While doing your part to report these scams, rest assured the Federal Communications Commission is also working to make sure these calls are a thing of the past in 2019. In the summer of 1969, more than 400,000 people took to a dairy farm in the Catskills to see the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jefferson Airplane.
Two makes you larger and one makes you smaller.
50 years later, Woodstock is back. With more, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adams. So, Mike, what can we expect for this golden anniversary?
So it'll take place at the original site of Woodstock, but it's not going to be called Woodstock. It's the Bethel Woods Music and Culture Festival. It'll go down this summer, 3 days, August 16th to the 18th. Obviously, there's going to be a ton of performances. There will also be this exclusive exhibit at the museum there, and plus some guest speakers are going to be invited as well. Now, the original promoter of Woodstock, Michael Lang, he said he's going to throw his own separate 50th anniversary Woodstock event somewhere else.
Now, Santana, who performed at the original Woodstock, says he plans to perform in at least one of these anniversary concerts, but who else might take the stage this August?
So the whole thing's being put on by Live Nation, so you know they're going to bring out the big guns, allegedly, like Bruce Springsteen, Ariana Grande, Daft Punk, Eminem, and a bunch of others have already been approached, so we'll see who ends up on the list. But regardless of who performs, you need to, like, book where you're going to stay, like, yesterday, unless you want to be sleeping in your car, because all the motels, B&Bs, all that closest to the venue are already sold out.
Can't say I'm surprised. Thanks, Mike. Okay, if you're sick of untangling your headphones, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have Extreme True Wireless Stereo Earbuds at a special 64% discount. These amazing headphones come in a charging case, so you never have to worry about them dying. At the touch of a button, you can answer a call, call someone back, pause music, and play music. The Bluetooth can be connected to two smartphones, so you can answer calls from either one. The sound is fantastic, and the signal power is really strong. With these headphones, you can enjoy music even 30 feet from your device. They're ergonomically designed and super lightweight, so they never hurt your ears. The Extreme True Wireless Stereo Earbuds retail for $80, but today you can buy them for just $29. That's a 64% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In August, Colorado man Chris Watts grabbed headlines when he infamously confessed to killing his wife and children. Now, another Colorado father is stealing the spotlight. And with more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. Jesse, Kelsey Barrett has been missing since Thanksgiving. Now, her fiancé, Patrick Frazee, has been formally charged in her presumed murder. Tell me about this.
That's right. He was charged with 5 counts. And we're talking about murder, felony murder, and 3 counts of solicitation of first-degree murder. Now, the first two charges seem to suggest two alternative theories. One, that Frazee killed Barrett himself, or he may have recruited someone and she died during a robbery gone bad. But the other 3 counts are also interesting to talk about, those solicitation of first-degree murder. What it seems to suggest is that there were 3 different incidents. Now, it's not clear if this means that Frazee may have solicited three different individuals to kill her, or one individual on three different occasions. What it seems to suggest is that he was trying to recruit someone to kill her months before she actually disappeared.
Wow, still so many unanswered questions here, and officials have said more arrests are possible. So what's next?
You know, January 29th, we expect a court appearance where Frazee will most likely enter a plea of either guilty or not guilty. As investigators have been saying, they're still trying to find Barrett's body, which makes this whole case so eerie. What they've seemed to indicate, though, is that new information has come forward which would narrow down their search. And also, based upon the evidence currently at hand, they believe that the crime may have happened in Barrett's residence, which would provide more clues as to what happened.
All right. Appreciate your insight, Jesse. Thank you so much. For more on this case and others 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. Listen to this. Nearly 50 million Americans have some level of hearing loss, so it's really important to protect your hearing. We know that really loud noises can damage your hearing, but here are five other surprising factors that could be hurting your ears without you even realizing it. Certain medications have been linked to hearing loss when taken at high doses or for long periods of time. A viral or bacterial infection can cause temporary hearing loss, with the risk of it being permanent if not treated. An earwax blockage can also lead to hearing problems, and certain health conditions can play a role as well. For example, hearing loss is twice as common in people with diabetes. And finally, an unhealthy lifestyle can also attribute. Cigarette smokers have an increased risk of hearing loss, and some studies have even suggested lack of exercise could contribute. Of course, if you notice any loss of hearing, make sure you address it quickly with your physician. Now to a really heartwarming story. A teenage wrestler from the Philadelphia area wouldn't let a cancer diagnosis keep him down on the mat. Mike Jarrett from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with more on this inspirational story. Hi, Mike.
Kristen, the young man's name is Steven Spitko. Yeah, 17 years old. Well, 2 years ago, doctors diagnosed him with leukemia. It got so bad that he had to quit the wrestling team. Now, this kid loves to wrestle. Well, he goes through 2 years, pretty intense chemotherapy treatments. Guess what? It worked. He's back on the mat.
I always wanted to get back out on the mat, but I know I couldn't. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm glad I'm back.
Well, Steven's coach says this perseverance on his part to fight all the way back and do the thing that he loves, join the wrestling team again, has inspired the entire team. And why wouldn't they be inspired?
Yeah, absolutely. What an amazing story, Mike. Thank you. Well, the question used to be, it's 10 o'clock, do you know where your child is? Well, now as night rolls in, parents are being asked if they know which apps their kids are using. This, as many apps aimed at children include features potentially unsafe for younger users, namely chat and discovery that opens kids to unwanted contact by strangers. Others allow kids to publicly share their location. And one app that brands itself a Tinder alternative for people ages 13 through 19 relies only on selfies to make sure users are age appropriate. So what are some apps doing? Short form video and lip syncing app TikTok allows users and parents to make accounts private. It also has digital well-being features which limit daily use and restrict what content users see. Fortnite, the popular online game, allows voice chat to be turned off and can limit who users play with, even making games invitation only. While progress is being made, I may just get my kid a flip phone when the time is right, of course. There's a complex formula that most universities and colleges use to determine how much financial aid they'll give a student. Did you know some schools actually factor in the amount of equity a family has in their home? David Hawkins of the National Association of College Admission Counseling says the idea behind considering home equity is so families could theoretically take a loan against it to pay for school. The most generous financial aid packages are usually reserved for low-income students. But Stanford recently announced they will no longer consider home equity when factoring how much they expect the student to contribute financially. In fact, students from families earning $125,000 a year or less can even attend Stanford tuition-free. Financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz believes it's not realistic for schools to expect that parents can afford payments on a loan the size of the equity in their home. To avoid having your home equity tapped as a resource, experts recommend checking the policies of the schools you're interested in before applying. And that's it for today's show. Thank you for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new year means new deals and discounts. We'll tell you the best things to buy in January. Plus, a new study reveals the dirtiest items in the average restaurant, and it could make you lose your appetite. And these are the movies that broke box office records in 2018. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.